There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi, it's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we have WWE Hall of Famer, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry. And we talk about all the rumors that are swirling around the world of pro wrestling. Also, we talk to play-by-play announcer of Monday Night Raw, Jimmy Smith, I think, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Now, we're doing our show, Mark, in Pittsburgh, August 12th, in between AEW Dynamite and Rampage. Just so you know, we also have another big show coming up as well, because this has got so much buzz that on All Out weekend, September 4th, Saturday, you and I are going to be in Chicago at the Brownstone Tavern and Grill, yucking it up with the Busted Open Nation. What do you think?
That's right. I'm going to, you know, they're going to be mad at me in Chicago because I'm going to have some Ghirardelli's pizza sent to their restaurant. They're going to be like, hey, wait a minute, you can't bring food in. Bullshit. Yes, I am. I'm bringing this deep dish pie right in here for you.
So,
come on, Dave. You had a look on your face. You had a look on your face when I said deep dish pie.
I'm not a Chicago deep dish guy.
Come on, Dave.
What?
Are we ever going to talk about the whole Domino's deal?
All right, hold on. Will you wait? I'm doing a little promotional thing here.
Okay.
So you and I, so go to Nation, across the nation. You got to be a bit of better businessman, Mark. You got to go to Nation, across the nation. I should have Nick Khan give you a call. NationAcrossTheNation.live. Find out about the show that we're doing in Pittsburgh and then the show we're doing in Chicago, because we're going to try to hang out with the nation. Then in the future, start, you know, we got to get more of our personality and characters from this show to do these things along with us, Mark.
Wow. And nonvert. Wow.
Wow.
We're going to hang out.
Get Daniela to come.
Get things out.
Oh, wow.
Think wow. Daniela will show up at one of our shows?
Wow, that would be nice. So we can all say it at the same time. One, two, three. Wow.
Wow. Or the Jimmy Smith. Oh, my God.
Jimmy Smith loves doing the oh, my God.
I love it, though.
Oh, my God.
I love
God.
It. He's so
Seth
excitable.
Seth Rollins is here. Seth Rollins, oh, my God.
Hey, I hope you're not busting on him because I love it.
No, Jimmy Smith?
Jimmy Smith has done a lot Jimmy better Smith. Job than everybody thought he was going to do. Am I wrong?
It's not even close.
He's done a hell of a job.
He's done a good job.
I mean, you fall asleep on the last 45 minutes of him, but it's not his fault.
That's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
All right. What's up, Ed?
I was going to say we have Jimmy Smith on the line right now.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jimmy Smith.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy. So, yeah, so we'll be in Pittsburgh and we'll be in Chicago. And you know, while we have him on the line, Jimmy, what do you think about the two events Mark and I are doing?
Oh, my God!
And if you didn't listen to the show this morning, Mark had some great things to say about the financial call. So, Jimmy Smith, while you're on the line, what did you think about Mark's comments on WWE's financial call?
Oh, my God!
I just peed my pants. This is not cool.
God, it's so good that we had, first of all, again, kudos to Jimmy Smith. He's part of the family here on SiriusXM Fight Nation. You can listen to Jimmy Smith Tuesday through Friday on Unlocking the Cage at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So we are always happy that Jimmy Smith, and we love his comments and we love his insights. So Jimmy, you know, we were having a conversation with Bully yesterday about the rising ratings with AEW. What's your thoughts on the ratings for AEW recently?
Oh, my God!
Jimmy, appreciate Look, it.
I almost drowned earlier today at the beginning of this show. Let's not revisit that, please. You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
You know, but we would be remiss if we didn't talk about the WWE with Jimmy Smith. So, Jimmy, like, you know, the possibility of Becky Lynch at SummerSlam, Brock Lesnar, like all these rumors. Like, what are your thoughts on all these rumors around SummerSlam in Vegas this year?
Oh, my God!
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate it, man.
Oh, this guy right here. Jimmy is just...
He's the man.
He's a man of many words.
He's the man.
He's a man of many, many words.
And you can hear that and plus more Unlocking the Cage Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time.
Great show, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Sure. For Jimmy?
To Jimmy.
Okay.
Jimmy, what do you think about the reaction that the fans give when they watch Unlocking the Cage?
Oh, my God!
He loves his fans. I can see that, Jimmy. Appreciate that. Yeah. We know that you appreciate
awesome.
The fans and people to listening to you, so that's great.
He's so good.
He's excitable. He's exciting. He's
yeah,
into
and,
it.
And Dave, I'm telling you, if I had a show... Mm-hmm. Like Jimmy's show.
Yeah.
I would be as excited as he is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no reason that you shouldn't be excitable if you have a successful program and everybody loves it. I just want to know, Ed, how excitable is Jimmy?
How? This excited?
Yeah.
Hey, Jimmy, let me ask you this, because we talked about it. Bully and I talked about it a lot Tuesday morning. What were your thoughts when Nikki Ash cashed in that Money in the Bank briefcase on Monday?
Oh, my God!
People are pulling over right now. Oh, shit. Oh, we're going awesome. To hell.
We got to get, yeah. First of all, I mean, again, Jimmy, thank you so much. We appreciate you. I know you have a busy day. You got the show coming up this afternoon at 3. So, Jimmy, thank you for giving us the time, and we appreciate you stopping on Busted Open. Thank you. But Jimmy, before you go, it is Gabby's 2-year anniversary, 2 years full-time here on Busted Open. So on your way out, what do you want to say to Gabby before you leave?
Oh my God!
Two years, Gabby. Congratulations, Gabby.
Oh, man.
This is Jimmy Smith, voice of WWE Monday Night Raw and host of Unlocking the Cage on SiriusXM Fight Nation Channel 156. And I'm here to let you know that Unlocking the Cage is now available as a podcast. That's right. You'll get my take on the trending stories in combat sports and interviews with some of the biggest names in the fight game. I'm bringing you shows every weekday. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts or listen on the SXM app free for most subscribers.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store, Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
If rumors were money, we would be so rich right now. I mean, the rumors are that there's going to be some guys that have been away from wrestling for a while come back, and prominent wrestlers that have not signed contracts with the other companies are going to come over to the dark side. Those are the rumors. But
there's a lot of rumors, and there's some big – all right, there's rumors. Why is there rumors, Mark? Because there's wrestlers that are out there that people want to see.
That people want to see.
And there's also some big events that are coming up that people are going to be going to. You know, you got SummerSlam. You got AEW in Chicago, a new show in Rampage. So there's a lot going on in August and September that are really grabbing people's attention. And there's a lot of names out there that are grabbing people's attention.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that the fans realize that this is good for pro wrestling. Anytime you have rumors, anytime that is, it's kind of, it relates to pro wrestling being stronger, that is good for us.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. And you know, and that's, what do we talk about like in the world of football, like fantasy football? By the way, I believe that I'm still in first place in our fantasy league. I know there hasn't been an update lately, but I believe
I thought we killed that.
No, we didn't kill. What did you kill? What?
No.
Why? Because you were losing? We're going to kill? Because you're not winning? We're going to kill off the fantasy league?
Well, I would assume that I'm winning, being that I have Roman Reigns in my pool, and Roman Reigns is doing more matches, more commentary, more outtakes, whatever you want to call them. Roman Reigns is the busiest guy on the board.
One person doesn't make a team, and I don't know what pool you're swimming in, pal, but if I look at my team, go ahead, Ed.
Mark, is you're wrong. Dave has the busiest person in his pool because he's got Kenny Omega, who is crossing brands. Although Dave may be hurting in the rankings ever since they broke up Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon, his tag team is kaput.
Well, where am I? Have you done an update on the fantasy draft?
No.
I will re-crunch the numbers. We will address this at a later point.
So that's enough.
Dave, you will apologize because I have a well-balanced team. And I know that I should be in the top two.
Yeah, top two. There's only four of us.
Hey, I'm in the upper percent.
All right, so let's get back to the rumors. But what I'm saying is fantasy football, trade rumors, people looking into the draft. We just had the NBA drafts, and people speculate where people are going to go. That's kind of the fun, and it bleeds into our world of pro wrestling. So a lot of people look at that as a negative when it comes to rumors. I look at it as a positive because there's some big names out there that we haven't seen on TV for a while, and I'm hoping that they land somewhere soon so we get to see these people again.
Yeah, I think so. I'm hoping that – and I don't want to know anything that happens. I say don't tell me. I want to be surprised – like a fan, so I can react on this call. Busted Open is important to me. I love the journalistic integrity, if that's a thing. I think that a lot of times it goes to the wayside because people think that everything is a bit. But I don't want it to be a bit. I want to learn it like everybody else.
And I talked about that, Mark, with Tony Khan. We had, owner and president Tony Khan on the show Wednesday. And I talked about the rumors. And he said that he's keeping things close to the vest. He's not saying anything. He's not denying. But at the same time, he's not giving anything away either. And you know what? I said, as a fan, I don't want to know. It's good to speculate. But I don't want to know the answer. I want to be surprised. Like when Malachi Black showed up on Dynamite, that was awesome. What an awesome moment. If we knew he was there, it would have completely taken away from surprises. But it is good to speculate. One person we know that is with the WWE, signed with the WWE, is somebody like Becky Lynch. Now we're just wondering when are we going to see Becky Lynch, and could it possibly be at SummerSlam in 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, Becky has teased the fact that she was returning several times, showing pictures of her at the curtains of pay-per-views, her showing a picture of her on the steps somewhere in Dallas, Texas, when WWE was in Dallas. Like, the list goes on the time she's done it. It's pretty cool, actually. But, eventually, the rumor is going to happen, and then she'll show up for real. So she's actually doing a real good job of smoking mirrors.
She has been. Now, Bully and I had a discussion yesterday, Mark, about Rampage is in Chicago the Friday before SummerSlam. So that means you're going to have the second episode of Rampage on a Friday night in Chicago, major arena. Saturday you have SummerSlam, and then Sunday you have the NXT TakeOver on Sunday. So those are three big events. Boom, boom, boom. If, and again, this is just rumoring in the window. We're just talking here. We're spitballing. Let's just say CM Punk shows up at Rampage in Chicago that Friday. Are they stealing SummerSlam weekend away from the WWE?
I would think so. I mean, the only thing that can remotely get close to Trump in that would be to bring The Rock back. And I mean, you bring The Rock, you get, I don't give a damn. If we get CM Punk one day and then we get The Rock the next, I'm going to feel like I won as a fan. Like the hell with the company's competition. I'm talking about as a wrestling fan, I feel like I won. Like, how exciting a week would that be? And then you got TakeOver? Like, I mean, man, that would be too much. I might check out. I might just check out.
So, Mark, you said that Punk would come, Trump. What could the WWE do? Now, you mentioned The Rock, and that I guess that's a possibility. But if, like, Becky Lynch showed up, let's just say that where it's Saturday night, Charlotte beats Nikki Ash for the Raw Women's Championship, and Becky Lynch shows up at the end of that show. Is that trumping a returning CM Punk on Friday?
I don't think so. No, I love the man, and I can't wait for that return to happen. But let me tell you, after all of this time, all of these years, the return of CM Punk, if that happened, would not be the best of it. Is what he would say. What would be done? Who would it be with? Like, there's a bunch of different variables that would come into play. It's not just a return.
Yeah.
I mean, this is CM Punk we're talking about. If that happened, bro, he's going to try to steal the month. He's not coming back to steal the week. It's Punk.
Yeah, him on the mic. The pipe bomb. Special. Yep.
So, I mean, it'll be pretty damn hard. If you want to, you better, if you want that to be the end all be all, you better bring Becky Lynch and The Rock back, and then you got something.
I mean, and now there's all these rumors about Brock. I don't know if you saw, but all over social media saying that Brock has signed with a company that wasn't the WWE. That could be anything, and you know, it could be nothing, and it could be, or it could be something. Who knows? But I would be shocked if Brock Lesnar at some point doesn't return to the WWE. It might be as soon within the next month, because I really think the WWE needs some other names. But I mean, a Brock, a Rock, a Becky, those are three big names that people definitely want back in the world of the WWE. But when it comes to CM Punk, when it comes to Daniel Bryan, Bryan Danielson, it's going to be interesting times. And now with this Forbidden Door, Mark, too. I mean, you're going to see Lance Archer versus Tanahashi for that IWGP United States Championship.
Wow. You know,
Jay White was on Impact. Kazarian showed up on Impact last night. This is a very magical time for pro wrestling right now.
Yeah, I mean, the Forbidden Door, if you will, is a real thing. What say there's ever a AEW versus Impact video game, a AEW versus Impact pay-per-view? And while you're thinking that it's going to be all about AEW and Impact, all of a sudden you have a faction of guys come in from New Japan, which is another company that they've done a lot with. And then you have Mickie James. You have the whole roster of power. Like, now you've connected the dots of the world of pro wrestling where it's like the movie The Warriors. If you get that done, it's going to be hard to compete with that, regardless of whether you're Raw, SmackDown, NXT, whatever, it's going to be hard to compete with the entire world of pro wrestling. And it had never been done. I don't know if it ever will be, but that's where we are right now.
If there ever was a time for it to get done, now would be the time, because it looks like it's happening. You just mentioned it. I mean, AEW, Impact, New Japan, and the NWA have been working together. We have seen already talent move from show to show. This is a really crazy time, and it's an exciting time as well.
MMA Today.
UFC bantamweight champion Aljamain Sterling. Those fans saying that you don't deserve to be champ. What do you have to do in order to shut them up?
I got to go out there and dominate Petr Yan the way I said I was going to dominate him. And truly do believe the second time we do this, I'm going to do that. But I do really think on my best day, that guy does not touch me. I know I got to go out there, prove the doubters wrong. What they're going to see is it's an asshole.
MMA Today. Tuesdays through Thursdays from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Only on SiriusXM, Fight Nation, Channel 156.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are influencers on the internet. Which means Tubi is more popular than sponsored posts for digestive enzymes and high coverage foundation. More popular than soft launching your boyfriend. More popular than making boomers explode with rage when you tell them how much you make on a single post. Tubi. It's more popular than influencers. See you in there.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The numbers don't lie, and AEW has been getting very, very strong numbers, which is good for the world of pro wrestling. Now, NXT got a lot of heat this week because they only had 520,000 viewers, but I thought that was a pretty good number for NXT. Because they were on Sci-Fi. They were on a completely different channel. And I know that a lot of people weren't able to tune into that show because of problems with their DVR. So I think pretty strong numbers for NXT as well this week.
Yeah, NXT is a hell of a show. And everybody's competing against the Olympics. Like,
true.
You got to take into consideration that, even last night, I watched probably an hour of Olympic programming, just to check in on the score, on the medal totals, and watching the gymnastics final, and one of the volleyball finals. Like, it's there's so much on television to watch, especially in a related pro wrestling space. You know, Monday you have Raw. Tuesday you have NXT. Wednesday you have AEW. Thursday you have an assorted Impact.
Yeah.
You got to check in on all of the news outlets. And then on Friday you got SmackDown. And then all the week you have us. So 7 days a week you have Busted Open. So there's a lot to be consumed in the wrestling space. So I don't look at it as them having failure or anything like that. It was confusing them being on a completely different network too.
Yeah, understood. And with AEW, if you look at the first couple of weeks when AEW was on and Dynamite started, at the beginning, they were getting over 1 million viewers. And then after that, it was really you needed to have a Shaquille O'Neal or you needed to have a Snoop Dogg on it. These last 3 weeks, they've been able to hit over 1 million. And I don't know what the exact number is for this past Wednesday, but the last 2 weeks, number one show on cable, they've been able to do that just with their roster and just with their talent. That bodes really well for AEW. And, you know, fingers crossed that there isn't any more shutdowns or anything like that over the next few months with the escalating numbers when it comes to COVID. And we can keep on track with having live events. It's going to be very well for AEW these next few months, because for the WWE, this is a big time for the WWE. In 3 weeks, you know, is one of their biggest pay-per-views of the year, SummerSlam in Vegas, 40,000 fans. But a lot of people are talking about AEW because the shocks, the surprises seem to be coming from that show. Though I do think, Mark, over the next couple weeks, we might get some surprises from the WWE as well. So here we are getting towards the second half of the summer and the last month of summer. I think this is a really good look for pro wrestling as we head to the fall.
It is. I mean, like, I'm really excited about what's going on in the second half of this summer. You know, all the stuff concerning AEW, but also SummerSlam and what we're going to be doing here on Busted Open. You and I are going to be doing some special stuff yep. that we're going to talk about later on in the show. Special announcement to be made. And also, like, I'm excited about Pittsburgh Day.
Oh, yeah. You and I are going into Pittsburgh. You and I are doing an event on Thursday, which is sandwiched right in between AEW Dynamite and the first ever Rampage show that Friday. So I'm looking forward to hanging out with all the Busted Open Nation members in Pittsburgh. You know, go to @TheMarkHenry, @DavidLaGreca1 to find out the details. We'll also remind you of those details. But this is a good time to be a pro wrestling fan. And, you know, your friend Wale, you know, rapper Wale, actually went to social media to talk about the division of pro wrestling fans right now. And there was a lot of talk about, hell, back in the day, everybody consumed everything. So, like, it seems like everybody's fighting. AEW fans are fighting with WWE fans. It's ridiculous. Monday Night Raw, as you know, is not my cup of tea. But, you know, I still support the WWE. I want the WWE to do well. I want AEW, Impact, NWA to do well. We're really on, I believe, the cusp of another real forward trend in our world of pro wrestling, but we need to kind of band together as one wrestling fan to get that done.
Most definitely, Dave. I think that a lot of it is the social media, the people that's involved heavily in social media, they hide behind the keyboard and they can say anything they want. There's a lot of people that are just shit disturbers. They just sit around and figure out, let me throw this grenade in the room and see what people say and do. And it's usually divisive. And those people, there's no place for those people in our pro wrestling family. So if you are, get out. We don't need you. But that's kind of what it is. I think that for the most part, the competition needs to be between the wrestlers on the same show. I mean, the competition between companies it's a waste of time, because there's really nobody's concerned about the other one. Everybody's too busy to be worried about what goes on somebody else's show.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a lot to put together a show, and you just don't have time for it.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Podcast Network. The executive producer is Ed Robinson. The associate producer is Gabby LaSpisa. Andy King is the director of sports podcasting for SiriusXM. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.